guys. It is the Altered State Podcast, number
108.
I knew that.
You pay such close attention,
I pay
Brandon.
No attention. I don't know what day it is. I don't know the date, let alone podcast we're on. 100. Once you get past 100, until you get to 150, no one's counting.
It's all icing on the cake
at
this point.
Yeah.
We've already come much farther than we should.
It's not baseball. Numbers don't matter in this game. So what should we talk about today?
Well,
Someone went to Disney.
I know.
Yeah.
I just landed.
Yeah.
Back from California, you know, the happiest place on earth. And God, it's so fucking cool, man. You can call me a corporate shill. I understand Disney's the bad guy. I get it. They've got more money than God. They don't share it with anyone.
They got it for a reason.
Right. I accept all of these realities.
Yep.
While also being like, they did a really good fucking job, man.
Does anyone do nostalgia better?
No, I don't think anybody.
They invented nostalgia almost.
But what's crazy is they also do innovation as good as anybody.
Okay.
Like when we went, we spent a bunch of time at Galaxy's Edge, obviously. There are a couple of things there that just, they are so much better than they should be. It doesn't make sense. So like one thing, we went, told the kids they could each do one of the like cool add-on experiences.
Sure.
And what Clara really wanted to do was build a droid.
Right.
So I'm fucking stoked.
Yes.
I'm like, fuck yeah, let's do it. Last time we went a couple years ago, I built a lightsaber. It is indescribably cool. The lightsaber experience is worth every fucking penny. But I'm not here to talk about that. That was the old John. This week, it was the Droid Depot.
Okay.
Right? $100, which, like, is a lot of money. But also, if you're getting, like, an RC toy, if you were to go to Target and buy an RC droid, you're probably spending $60.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
So, like, considering park markup and you're the one that you get to do the full build experience, like,
not
crazy. Outrageous.
Agree.
Like,
for a Disney thing, that's not crazy.
For sure. Yeah. Like, hi. I'm not going to say, like, oh, man, anyone can get it.
Right. It's so affordable.
But, like, not. I feel better about spending $100 on that at Disney than I do about spending $15 on a beer at Busch Stadium.
Fair.
You know?
Yeah.
So either way. So we go in there. You can pick your three droid types.
Okay, which are?
R2.
Yes.
Chopper and BB unit.
All same price?
Yes.
Okay.
So Claire wants the BB unit.
Okay.
And the mechanics of this motherfucker, like one of all, to make it so that it has interchangeable pieces so a child can build it.
Yeah.
That alone is impressive.
Sure, yeah.
But like, so the BB unit is, you know, it's like a ball. So you get the two halves, put the motor on the inside. The top of the motor has like a super strong magnet, like kind of grappler.
Yeah.
And then the head is a magnet. So it moves like a gyroscope.
Okay.
Like
that's awesome.
It is full.
Yeah.
Like, all the way around the sphere, the head can be anywhere, so it just rolls.
It
like
is BB-8.
It is BB-8.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
And it's one that's like, that's a sick RC concept.
Beeps?
Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you have controls to do, like, it can strafe, like joystick style.
Sure.
Like, yeah, it can strafe side to side, move forward and back, and spin the head, make
all
it talk.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
It's a legit fucking RC toy.
Yeah.
Like, as high end of an RC toy as I've ever played with.
That's pretty cool.
And that's what Farrell's at Disney World right now, and Hudson is making a chopper droid.
Oh, okay.
So I can't wait till he gets back. We're like, hey,
that's
we're going to steal our kids' toys and compare them.
Right. Do they do any tasks for you? Can you program them to do anything or anything like that?
If only.
I'm just curious.
That's version 3.0.
Like, does anything – like, I have that
– the R2?
The R2 unit. You could – I never really programmed it completely because – I was lazy.
No.
But it would take, like, audio commands on certain things. Like, you know, you could set it for security mode. Like, R2 go to security mode, and it would go dark and just, like, flash its little strobe light across the room back and forth until there was motion. It would notice motion in the room, and then it would turn on. It was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. Yeah.
That is sweet.
Dog hated it, but it was pretty cool.
I can only imagine.
I got to believe that was probably – it was a gift, so I got to believe that was probably – more than the $100 R2 unit.
Especially back, you know, how when did you get that? Probably in the prequel era?
Yeah.
Probably that was probably when they would have released that, so it's probably 20 years old.
At least 15, 20 years ago, yeah. Maybe not that much. Yeah, probably. Shit, maybe. Maybe, probably. Fuck. I'm a goddamn animal.
Yeah, like, it was just, except for $100, better than it needed to be. Like, the innovative design to develop the technology to make a RCBB unit.
Yeah.
Like, that's more than a mass theme park would normally
yeah.
do.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Or, like, the thing that has been on my mind nonstop since I was there Wednesday is the Rise of the Resistance attraction.
Yeah.
Have you seen anything on the internet about this?
Not really.
Okay. I have a feeling you're not going to be beating down Disney's door anytime soon, so I'm going to spoil it for
you. Fair enough, yeah.
Last time we went was 2 years ago. The ride was down for the day. I couldn't get on. Bummed, but okay.
This is the Falcon ride?
No. Oh, okay. So we did the Falcon as well.
Okay, okay.
This is Rise of the Resistance.
Okay.
Do you remember being a kid?
And, vaguely.
Like, on the regular networks, probably once a month, once every 2 months, they would do, like, a big magic show. Like, no. You would see, like, you didn't see, like, magic specials when you were a kid?
Not really. Not that I recall. I mean, no. I really don't. I mean,
no.
You know, there was magicians on, like, Tonight Show and stuff like that every now and then, or... No, I really don't.
See, like, when I was a kid in the 90s, I remember, like, regularly, at least a few times a year, there would be, like, a big...
I was raised proper Catholic, so that was probably the devil you were seeing.
But there'd be, like, these big 3 hours, you know, like the Penn and Teller special or whatever.
Sure, okay, okay.
And I remember being, I don't know, 8 or 9 years old, the first time seeing someone do the magic trick of, like, putting the assistant in the thing and chopping her into three pieces and moving around.
Yeah.
And my brain breaking.
Yeah.
And being like, I know this can't be real, but this is real.
I feel like there was a special... Who was the big magician back in my time? He was dating a model. Yeah, Florida, everybody too.
Yeah.
I can't think of... he was like the next Houdini. I can't think of it. His name will pop into my head. It's
David
terrible.
Blaine?
Before Blaine. Yeah, it was before Blaine. He made like... the Statue of Liberty disappear or something like that on live TV, something along those lines.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
David Copperfield?
David Copperfield. That sounds made up now when you say that name, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like a real part. That's obviously a stage name, right?
For sure.
Okay. I'm sorry. Go right ahead.
But like...
Claudia Schiffer, I think he was dating. Yeah. Yeah.
Good for him.
Right? Yeah. That's a trick.
His greatest illusion of all time.
Yeah.
Making everyone believe Claudia Schiffer was interesting.
Dig up some more David Copperfield jokes from the 80s. Hot on topic today, guys. Hot on topic.
But I have a like a core memory of seeing that for the first time. And like I spent days thinking about how it could have worked. You know, it was like pre-internet. You can't just look it up.
Yeah.
I haven't had that feeling until I rode Rise of the Resistance.
Okay.
Like, I know it wasn't real.
Right. But the illusion is so good that
but they
it,
did,
it has to be.
Yeah. Like, they do such a good job. And, like, obviously there's parts that you can feel and understand what's going on. But, I mean, I spent hours that night just piecing the footprint of it together in my head, because it's like, so first of all, the queue is brilliant because you have to like, it's like a at best, I went at the slowest time of day on the only it rained when we were there on the only rainy day at Disney for the entire fucking year on a Wednesday, and still the slowest time of day, the wait was 45 minutes.
That doesn't sound like, bad for Disney, but okay.
It's not. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Is like it's usually like an 85-minute wait for that ride.
You couldn't do Fast Dad? I mean, what the hell?
Hey, come on now. Balling on a budget, baby. But I went by myself because the kids waited in line and did the Millennium Falcon with me, and that was like an hour wait.
Sure.
And
they're like, we're good.
Miraculously, for 7-year-olds, we were there for 14 hours, and the line for the Smuggler's Run is the only time they like – really got pissy and shitty.
Sure.
And I was like, okay, I'm not going to have you do another one. Like, you go do something with mom.
Right.
But either way, so this queue, like, you, the entrance of it, you can see where the entrance starts, right? And you can see a little bit of the line. Okay. But then it goes back into these manufactured caves that are perfectly crafted to be like a resistance base.
Yeah.
So while you're in line, you're still just like totally enamored with all of the shit around you. And because it's caves, you can't see if you're at the end or not or how close you are.
Okay.
And it's like each space is a little room and it keeps moving. So you kind of feel like you're on the attraction already.
Yeah.
And then.
It's a good design.
Right. So then you get to the end of it and there's like a blast door that opens and like they huddle you together and they'll be like, I don't know, let's say probably 25 people.
Okay.
Ballpark. The 25 closest to the blast door, the cast members who are dressed like resistance fighters and they're fully in character.
Right.
Just like, okay, we're going to get, you know, we got to get you off world. You know, as soon as this blast door opens, and so the blast door opens, it goes outside, but it's a part of the park you can't see from anywhere else but here.
Okay, sure.
So you come out and there's a full-size, full-scale X-Wing and then a shuttle that you have to get on that's supposed to take you place. So you sprint over to the shuttle and it's just like, hold on.
Yeah.
You know, there's no seats or anything. There's an animatronic Ackbar who's talking you through like, all right, you know, you're joining the resistance. We're going to this next base. We're going to, you know, we're transporting there. And when it closes, I'm assuming the shuttle is on like a carousel.
Okay.
That you just can't see from outside.
Okay.
Because it moves just a little bit, right? But like it has the, like a flight simulator would. So it moves and then you kind of, this is the part that I don't understand. Like it moves, but I looked at it from the outside. Like I don't.
Yeah.
I don't know how or why. Right. Or what.
Right.
Like it just doesn't.
That's wild.
It doesn't track to me.
Sure. Sure.
How it moved the way that it did. And like it elevated a fair amount, but it was on the ground. It can't elevate. I don't get it. That part I don't get.
Okay.
Right. But it's a small amount of motion.
It's just Disney magic.
Right. But it's a small amount of motion because you're like standing, holding on to poles and shit.
Okay.
Like you would if you were on a packed city bus.
Okay.
And then you get caught in the tractor beam of Star Destroyer. So it pulls you in. When the blast doors reopen, you're in what is the actual attraction. You open up, it is the height of a warehouse. It is a full, like, open shielded back that is space. It is 100 stormtroopers in formation.
Oh, wow.
Like,
that's pretty wild.
You're on a Star Destroyer.
Right.
It is everything about being on
it. That's awesome.
Fucked up.
That's awesome.
So you get out and they like pull you because now you're a prisoner. So now the cast members that are guiding you through, they put you in prison. But here's the thing, you're still in the motherfucking queue, Brandon.
Oh, wow. That's pretty
That's
wild.
Just a break in the queue. Then you're like, they have you just like in line to wait to be interrogated.
Right.
In the hallways of a Star Destroyer.
That's awesome.
So there's another probably 15 minutes.
Just hanging out with Star Destroyer.
We're just like hanging out. Yeah. Just like, I am not even.
You're in a brand new place.
Right.
So yeah.
And you did like the weird little mini ride. Yeah. On the shuttle. It's
right.
Just like.
That's pretty cool.
I don't understand.
That's awesome. That's so smart how to break up a ride.
Right.
Like that. So you never feel like you're waiting for anything. Really.
It was fucking brilliant.
That's awesome.
And then they put you in the interrogation room. They have animatronic Kylo Ren that. I still don't understand how it wasn't a real person because it moved so well.
Right.
But he's like yelling down at you from the bridge. He storms off and the wall, a fucking lightsaber comes through and cuts the wall open. The wall goes back.
Yeah.
You file out. It's the resistance trying to get you to escape. So then you file through the lightsaber hole in the wall and then you get on the ride. So you
wow.
get on the cart. And Brandon, I still haven't even done the best part yet.
The ride itself. Yeah.
So the ride, it's in like a warehouse. You're in a cart that is, I don't know, probably holds 10 people.
Okay.
So there's two carts at the same time.
All right.
The carts move in full 360 motion on wheels. The entire ride is fucking trackless.
Oh, wow.
Like, there's just mag tracks under the cement.
That's wild.
So it moves freely, and it moves fast, and it's super responsive. As you're going through the Star Destroyer, like I said, as the height of a warehouse, there are full-sized Imperial Walkers.
Wow.
And you're just, like, skirting through their legs.
That's amazing.
There's a point there, like, it lifts you up, and, like, the whole time Kylo Ren is chasing you. There's another part where, like, you as you scoot into a room, a lightsaber comes through the ceiling, and he starts cutting in there.
Oh, wow, man.
There's a part where, like, as the ride's swinging around, he's in a corner, and he's, like, using the Force to pull you, and the way that the ride, like, jiggles and, like, it feels, they did so good.
That's amazing.
They pull you up a lift, and it puts you face-to-face with the with an Imperial Walker that starts blasting at you, and all the while there's Stormtroopers blasting at you, and the walls behind you are, like, blasting open.
Very cool.
Like, they did the full fucking thing. So awesome. Then, like, yeah, you're face-to-face with an Imperial Walker, and there's Stormtroopers in there firing at you. Like, you go through, and that's how they lift you up, because at the end you get an escape pod.
Okay.
And it ends with just a 15-foot drop.
Oh, wow.
So it drops you like you're in that, but it catches you as if you're in a, like, in an escape pod. So it kind of, like, catches and recoils.
Sure.
And then starts
taking off,
taking off, like, in a flight simulator.
Right, right.
And then you have a crash landing back on Batuu, and as you exit, you're walking through a part of the park that you can't see otherwise, and there's wreckage.
See, that's awesome.
Like,
yeah, that's pretty cool.
It's a
that's pretty cool.
fucking magic trick.
That's
it
awesome.
Is, if I hated Star Wars, it would still be the greatest ride of all time. If it was a fucking Cinderella attraction,
right,
it would be the greatest ride of all time. It
yeah.
is a fucking magic trick, dude.
Random question. How does Disney get around the strike?
Disney parks are like
part of the union.
Yeah.
Okay. Because they're, you know, they're all
the writers and actors.
Right.
They're not making new shit. Right
well, I know that, but I just mean in general, they're acting every day. That's why I didn't know.
Yeah, I don't think the cast members there are considered actors.
Okay.
I think it's like, and I'm sure they're not SAG actors. Well, they're not screen actors, and that's what SAG is. It's
sure,
screen
that's
actors.
True. Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
So it's the same reason, like, there's still productions on Broadway going.
Right.
Because it's
right.
screen actors that are on
so
strike.
So they could be, even if some of them are screen actors, they could do that job. Not infringing on their union is my point.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah, that popped in my head. I'm sorry. So
I, like I said, I spent way more time than I should have that night when we got back to our Airbnb, just like replaying it in my head and then looking at footprints and schematics on the internet and just being like, but this part, but how, like,
sure.
It's unbelievable.
I bet
it
I
is.
Bet. Yeah.
I cannot encourage you enough to go to Disney. If you, it is worth admission, it is worth the fucking $100 admission to the park just to ride that attraction and then leave.
I believe that
it is that fucking good.
I believe that
it's perfect. Like it,
I mean, I
don't
like I said,
get it.
I have no reason that I'm not. I mean, other than you know work and shit like that, I just haven't haven't gone.
Yeah,
been
if you end
time.
Up
been
if you end
time.
Up out in LA doing stuff for Taylor or something.
Yeah, yep. Which we have.
It is worth the time of day. To go out there.
Yeah, obviously I would love to. I just haven't pulled the trigger yet, so I'm jealous.
It is unreal. Like, I couldn't.
So it's hard to top that. did you watch anything on the plane rides?
I didn't.
Oh.
Because I was flying with children.
Sure.
And they decided not to take a nap. So I did watch things, but it was the free in-flight entertainment. I watched Super Mario Brothers for the fourth time.
Yeah, yep.
And the sequel to The Croods. For the fifth time.
I don't even know the original, but okay.
You don't need to.
Fair enough. Yeah.
It's just and it's got Nick Cage in it.
Okay.
You know, Nick Cage and Ryan Reynolds, actually. It's a good voice cast. It's just like, it's a completely acceptable animated movie.
Yeah.
Like it's about cave people.
All
right. It's fine.
All right. So is it just like the Ray Romano thing back in the day? Ice Age people?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of.
All right, fair enough.
I
feel like I recognize that name a little bit. But.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, it was like Netflix turned it into a show.
Okay.
Too. So okay. Like you've scanning Netflix, I'm it's sure you've seen. There's like, I think they did two, maybe even three movies, and then Netflix probably did three or four seasons of a kids show with it.
Gotcha.
So it's been around. I don't know, maybe 10 years.
Okay.
Maybe a little longer. I don't know.
Well, we've already spent way too much time on that.
Yeah. but what I did watch last night, finally took the time to watch Across the Spider-Verse.
Because
it's on Amazon.
Yeah.
We'll put it all once over. All
right, cool.
Yeah. I think my Amazon's logged in here.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's fucking awesome.
Obviously, I've heard all great things.
Right.
I just haven't watched it yet.
So. Well, it was much like the first one.
Sure.
That somehow I couldn't believe until I looked it up last night after watching the new one. The first one was 5 years ago.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's 2018.
Yeah.
But much like that,
there's a couple years I don't count in there, so.
You're right. I feel confident, and we're only in August. There's still stuff to come out. I have zero doubt in my mind that's the greatest superhero property of this year.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty easy to say. Well, I haven't seen it yet, but I've heard great things, obviously.
You know, it's better than Guardians. It's better than Ant-Man. It's better than Flash.
Dare you.
It's better than Secret Invasion. And those are all things that I liked.
Sure.
And I can't, and even more things that look good, Loki's not going to be better than this. Marvel's isn't going to be better than this. And I think those are going to be good things.
Sure. Yeah. That's fair enough.
But
yeah.
Like, it's awesome.
Too good of a story. Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's like, visually, it is better than the first one. And the first one was incredible visuals.
Yeah.
And just like story, like it's just, cartoons shouldn't make me feel that emotional. Like cartoons shouldn't get me that much.
Right.
But it's just like, it's a really kind of perfectly told story.
You never teared up at the Jetsons.
I mean, how much he loved Jane?
See, I go the opposite. The way George ordered Rosie the robot around, disgusting.
And his boy, Elroy.
Who did nothing.
Lazy, good for nothing.
Yep.
No, I am a total crier, and I do cry at almost every Pixar movie, so I guess I am a mark. But, no, it's...
You don't understand. The toys were about to be burned.
Dude, they were... And if Toy Story 3, as the toys are falling into a fucking incinerator and just holding hands and accepting their own death, if that doesn't make you well up, fuck you.
Yeah. Part of me...
Fucking Schindler's Toy Box.
I didn't wish for it. But don't you wish you'd maybe one falls in. Just see what happens. See what my reaction would be like. Like,
dude, it was fucking brutal.
It was brutal. It was brutal.
Here was something from Disney that I was thinking of. So we were talking before we started recording.
Yes.
About how it's August and we just got
the advent calendars.
The Funko advent calendars. Yes. We're like, they're coming early this year.
Coming on time this year. We decided.
Right.
Yeah.
And it was like, it's just they've just been really late the last 2 years, but this is kind of on time. I was thinking, it's crazy this is on time. And I had the same reaction. We walked into Disney. It's the second week of August. They were actively doing the park transition to Halloween.
Oh, wow.
Like, pumpkin everything.
That's a bit early for that. Yeah.
All of the...
stores
had, like, all the Halloween theme stuff.
Yeah.
And what I came to...
You want to get 2 months out of it, at least.
Exactly.
So, you know.
And I think
if you're gonna
Disneyland,
do a big change like that.
Disneyland, more so than Disney World, is a place that I think people go to, like, kind of hardcore Disney people, and do, like, go there to shop.
Sure.
Like, people go to the park to get things.
Yeah.
And especially, like, in Disneyland, where it's more of a locals park. Like, a lot of people live in California and just kind of go for the day.
That's right.
Where
else are you going to get that sweet Mickey Mouse leather bomber jacket?
Dude, I'm telling you.
For $500.
People go hardcore on
it. Absolutely.
So all of the stores were Halloweened out, and there was some pretty sick merch. But, like, obviously that's what it is. Started the transition just so they can have
two and a half months of
selling.
Yeah, because November 1 is Christmas.
Yeah. They do the full crossover.
Yeah.
The morning after Halloween.
Sure. As they should. I mean, if you're going to a park, that's I get that.
And I also think, like, if you're at Disneyland, you're one thing for 7 months of the year, and then you get 2.5 months of Halloween, 2.5 months of Christmas. That seems worth it. Like, if I were a California resident,
yes,
and a Disney pass holder, I would want to go. I don't know. probably six times a year,
right?
If not more.
Right. Check out every change they do, and it, right.
Right. Absolutely. So like, yeah. if at Disneyland, where it is more day, where you know, like Disney World is its own fucking city,
right?
Like there aren't Disney World locals.
Sure.
Like that's a going to Disney World is a full vacation.
Yeah.
Whereas Disneyland, like again, if you live in LA, if you live in San Diego, if you live even in you know Phoenix or something where it's only a couple hour drive.
Right. Right.
That's a cool experience.
Right. You can still do that any weekend. That, right.
For sure.
Right.
So, like, if I'm going to go 6 to 8 times a year as a pass holder, give me 5 of those as one version of the park, you've automatically incentivized me to come back at least once during Halloween sure. season, at least once during Christmas sure. season.
Yeah.
And they do, like, cool different ride overlays. Like, they turn Haunted Mansion into Nightmare Before
sure.
Christmas.
Sure. Well, I was going to ask, do they do cool anything shit. For Star Wars? A little celebration day in there? Or is it?
They do. They change Batuu for May the 4th.
Just that day?
Just that day.
Wow, okay.
They do it up big at Batuu.
Wow.
But it's kind of cool. They want it to be a super immersive experience, mm-hmm. so there's nowhere in the park, there's no signage for Galaxy's Edge.
Right.
You just kind of have to know where to go or yeah. wander around. Like everything else, it's like this way to Frontierland, this way to Fantasyland.
Gotcha.
And it's all like under archways, so you can't see Galaxy's Edge from other parts of the park.
Right.
And when you're in Galaxy's Edge, you can't see the rest of the park. Like, it is very much like it's its own isolated thing. And it is, even the Coke that they sell
mm-hmm.
is in the bottles are shaped like thermal detonators.
Fuck yeah.
And have like Arabesh writing on
them.
That's
cool as shit.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's the only part of the park that sells alcohol.
Oh, nice.
You know, the cantina there.
Awesome.
Which, of course, we took the kids to the cantina.
What'd you get to drink?
I got, it was called Jet Fuel.
Yeah.
It was basically an old fashioned, just with a little more fruit. But it was,
okay.
And it was pure bourbon.
Okay.
Libby got a Fuzzy Bantha. The girls got, and they had a bunch of like non alcoholic
sure.
boba drinks that the
sure.
girls got too.
Nice.
So yeah, we went to Oga's Cantina.
Is
we
there
rode.
Anywhere in the Star Wars world there strictly for adults? Just get
not real. So like Oga's Cantina, pretty much like
right.
they have the non-alcoholic drinks for people who are non-drinkers.
I mean, no one's going there like, oh, so get fucked up in here. You know, but at
right.
the same time, I'm just curious if there's strictly like a
when we went in there, and it was full, and our kids were 2 of the 5 kids in the whole place.
Okay.
Yeah, the only kids that are in Oga's Cantina are the ones whose parents want to go to Oga's Cantina and
right,
are there for the
of
day.
Course, yeah.
So that's – and really a lot of Galaxy's Edge is more teen to older adult.
If you didn't have the kids, would you have just stayed there all day?
There are other parts of Disney that I like that I would have
yeah.
wandered to.
Yeah.
But I would have spent the vast majority.
Could have been happy
of,
doing
and you
that.
Can't. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Let's, The Millennium Falcon ride, Smuggler's Run,
yeah.
it sucks to talk about after how inconceivably good Rise of the Resistance is, because Smuggler's Run is also pretty remarkable. Like, you go into the Falcon,
right.
and you are in it. Like,
you're
they did
right.
it right.
Right.
And then the attraction itself, it's all a simulator.
Okay.
But going as a group of 6, 2 pilots, 2 gunners, 2 engineers... And you play the ride.
Right.
The ride responds to what you
right,
do.
Right.
Like, which is pretty nuts.
Yeah.
Like, they created a real-life video game that is the Millennium Falcon that is reasonable enough that it's not a bad experience if you're there with kids.
Yeah.
It would have been better if I was
sure.
with the homies.
Yeah.
Because they would
have been different. Not better.
I don't know. They would have known how to ride. They would have known how to fucking drive. I was a pilot, and Noel was the pilot next to me. It was like, I had the joystick that did forward and backwards,
yeah.
and she was side to side. So really, it was a lot of me doing this.
Right, yeah. You put us over
and,
there.
Like,
yeah.
I'm trying to follow the ride as well. I'm trying to be in the experience, but also trying to have my kids. Yeah, like, trying to not have my kids fuck it up.
Right.
But also trying to just, like,
that's funny.
Watch it and enjoy.
That's funny.
And then, of course, like, the worst that the piloting is, the bumpier the ride is. So
sure.
the more they're like, and I'm like, if you just did your goddamn job,
right.
this would be a much smoother ride.
Wow.
Kid.
I have no idea why they didn't want to go on a second ride with you. I'm kidding. I would have been the same way. I would have been that way with my adult children. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? What the fuck is your problem? You're fucking it all up.
Oh, I would be more that way if my kids were adults.
Right. You know better.
Yeah. I was just silently being resentful to my young kids.
They could just feel your energy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a sad puppy. Mm-hmm. Yep. Way to go. Ruin Disney.
That's what I do, baby.
What else we got? Anything?
I think we've got...
I feel like this is just a review of Disney, but, you know, it's all good.
Worst weeks to have.
That's true, right. Nothing else really happened.
Yeah.
We got some cool comics at the shop from the 40s. If you want to check out some cool Gold Age stuff, we got some of that.
And we've got
Customer Appreciation Day next Saturday.
We've got Customer Appreciation Day, where we've got
lots of vendors.
Four vendors.
Yep.
That's a first for us.
It is.
So we're gonna have snow cones from noon to four. From Rainbow Snowballs. We got Corey Montero, Mallory Bug, Nicole Dufour. I'm gonna have
me.
Looking
Let's
hot.
Be honest. Let's be honest. This is why everybody comes. Right here.
That's why I do.
Comes to the store.
Comes at the store.
They usually don't come. They come to the store. And then that's where it stops.
And leave disappointed.
That's right. Hey, they came in. I don't know where I'm going with it. Terrible segue.
So, we have 25% off toys and Funkos, 50% off back issues and new releases. And that will include, we got a nice little sect of some ratio variants that we're going to have in the back issue bin.
Yep.
So, you know, the high-end wall books. You know, we're not crazy.
That's
okay?
right. That's right.
But
we still got to make a living here, folks.
But the we've got a nice little group of ratio variants that are coming in at a really good price.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're even going to be sneaking in some of those ratio variants, or you know, $40-$50 books. We'll sneak them into the back bin. Those are half off. Now all of a sudden, you got yourself a nice little deal on that. So come check it out.
Come
dig.
Out.
That's right. That's right. We'll have some fun.
So yeah, that's next Saturday, August 19th.
Yeah, August 19th. I got nothing else, man.
Nope. We'll see you next week, guys.
Thanks, guys.